Blog Talk Radio.
Talking to someone before I went on the air, and this today has been a trying day, trying to accomplish things, to get things done, and it seems like I was being pulled from every direction. I mean, every direction. I had people calling me all day long about different issues. I mean, if it was just one thing, but it was so many different things. My son called me with an issue. I had friends calling. They would call my telephone, my landline, and they would also call my cell number. And then they would start all over again if I didn't answer. I had also my daughter called this evening and said that she had an emergency and she needed me to come over. She said now. She texted me. And I said, here I am getting ready for my show. I've been studying for this exam and getting these phone calls. So I just sort of laid my head down. I said, Lord, I am tired. I am tired of being pulled from every different direction today. But I went to my email before I went on to the blog talk show website. And normally I get an email from Joel Osteen every day, but I normally get it during the day. I never get it at night at 9 o'clock. So when I said, let me go ahead and see what you got to say to me, Joel. Maybe you can encourage me right now. Because like I say, it was okay. I really had I spoke to everyone, answered their questions the best I could do, and listened to my daughter, dealt with my son's situation, had to make some phone calls to him, and had some friends call me constantly. But when I opened this, you see how good God is. I opened Joel Osteen, which he always gives me encouraging words every day. But he never sends an email to me at 9 o'clock at night. And guess what the scripture said? So let not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest, a blessing, if we don't give up. That's coming from Galatians 6:9. So God was telling me, even though I felt tired and didn't want to deal with anything else, I felt like maybe just going into under the cover and just pull the cover over my head. Look what the awesome God said. So let not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest, a blessing, if we don't give up. And let me tell you what he goes on in his message. Are you praying for something that's taking longer than you thought you was expected? No matter how long you might have been standing on God's promises, don't give up. Your season is coming. Your harvest of blessing is on its way. It might be today. It might be tomorrow. It might even be next week, next month, or even next year. But remember, at just the right time, you will experience the breakthrough. And let me continue to read on, because it was very encouraging to me, and maybe Joel is talking to you too. Be encouraged, because God is faithful, and his promises are true. Keep standing, keep hoping, keep believing, keep doing good. And I felt that today, listening to everyone I've spoken to and what I've done, I think I've done a good job. I've been doing good. So I'm going to keep on doing good, because guess what? Keep declaring the promise of God over your life. Choose to be around people who are going to encourage you. Well, I did a lot of encouraging today, too. Make sure you are fill your heart and mind with God's word. Let a song of praise come out of your mouth. I was talking to the young lady before I went online, and I told her, we were talking about prayer. And I told her, always before I go into prayer and kneel at my altar, I always praise God. I love the Psalms, the 100 Psalms. I also love Psalms 145 and 146. Lots of praises. I like to praise God. Let God know that I appreciate him and thank him in advance before I go into asking him what I want him to do. Make sure that your heart and your mind is with God's word. Let a song of praise come out of your mouth. Press on in faith, because at just the right time, your harvest of blessing will come. And I know mine is coming. It seemed like it's taking forever. It seemed like it's taking years and years and years. Just like I mentioned in there, it might be today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. It's been years, but I know it's coming. I don't know when, but I guess he wants me to take care of some other stuff before he gives me that. He just overflow those blessings to me, and I'm going to look for it. I'm going to keep looking for it. So I wanted to share that with you, that when sometimes you're at the weakest point, when you're in a dark place, God is just right there. He shows you a sign that he's right there. His love for you is everlasting. So when you're down, keep praying. And also what I want to do tonight, too, I want to talk about prayer. Praying for others. And I'm going to go through some scriptures, the importance of praying for others. Because don't be selfish, and God doesn't want us to be selfish. God wants us to continue to pray for others. And we got several people that I'm going to be praying for tonight. But first I want to go through some of these scriptures I want you to see. Job 42:10 says, "And the Lord restored the fortunes of Job when he had prayed for his friends, and the Lord gave Job twice as much as he did before." 1 Timothy says, and 2:1, "First of all, then, I urge supplication, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people." Yes, he wants us to pray for others. He also wants us to be intercede, to intercede. When you think of someone, sometimes there's a reason that God wants you to just go ahead and pray for that person or contact that person. And when you dream something that is not good about a person, pray for that person because you're interceding. You're stopping Satan from accomplishing what he's trying to accomplish. And James says, 5:16, therefore confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man has great power as it is working. Ephesians says, 6:18, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. And Romans 8:26-27 says, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. When we pray, He helps us in our weakness. The Spirit is always there. When I laid my head on the table, said I was tired of being pulled from one end and to the other, He gave me reassurance. Keep on doing good. Keep on pressing on. Romans 8:26-27 says, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. So He who searches heart knows what the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. John 15:7 says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish. That's praying, asking, and it will be done for you. And just remember, in God's own time. James says in 5:13, is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise. Yes, God wants us to praise Him. John 14:13 says, whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Yes, whatever He does, He wants to be glorified. Whatever you accomplish in life, you think you did it all by yourself? No. God wants you to glorify whatever he does. He wants to get the glory for it. Ephesians 4:6 says, Do not be anxious for anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. 2 Chronicles says, in 7:14, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves once again and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and heal their land. Luke 18:1 says, and He told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart, not lose hope. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plan I have for you, declare the Lord, plan for the welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Romans 12:9 says, let love be genuine. What is evil? Hold fast to what is good. Matthew 6:7. And when you pray, do not weep up empty phrases to the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. internet this. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Pray without ceasing. Don't stop. Keep on praying. Matthew 5:43-45. You have heard that it is said, you shall love your neighbors and hate your enemies. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray, once again, pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be son of your Father who is in heaven. He who makes the sun rise and on the evil and on the good, and send rain on the just and on the unjust. All these verses have prayer. Romans 8:1-39. I'm not going to read that many, but there is therefore now no damnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Jesus Christ from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do, by sending his Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin. He condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh, set your mind on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, set their mind on the things of the Spirit. Yes, you must set your mind on the Spirit. Matthew 6:10. Says, your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. That's the Lord's prayer. He gave the disciples, and the disciples said, how should I pray? Jesus told the disciples how to pray. The Lord is my shepherd. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Yes, that's how you should pray. If you don't know how to pray, you can say the Our Father's Prayer. It has everything in it that you need, that Jesus needs to hear from you. Ephesians 4:6-7. Do not be anxious for anything, but in everything in prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guide your heart and your mind in Jesus Christ. First John, we read that Matthew already, giving us our daily bread. 1 John 5:14-15, and this is the comfort that we have towards him, that if we ask anything according to his name, he will hear us. And if we know that the hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request that we have asked of him. 1 Peter 3:12. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers, our prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Colossians 1:9-12. And so, from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will and all spiritual wisdom and understanding. So as we walk in a manner of worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, may you be strengthened with all powers according to his glorious might. for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his saint, of the saint in life. Let me read a few more. Hebrews 4:16, let us let the confidence draw near to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in times of need. Jeremiah 29:12-14, then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. You will seek me and find me. When you seek me with your heart, I will find, I will be found by you, declares the Lord. I will restore your fortune and gather you from all the nations and all the places where I have driven you, declares the Lord. And I will bring you back to the place from which I sent you in exile. This is the importance of praying. Just like I mentioned in last week, that much prayer, much power. We must continue to pray for each other. Right now, I would like to pray for several of our widows. Heavenly Father, right now, I would like you to go to Emory Hospital and have your angels to camp around Martha Jefferson. Thank you so much that she's doing better, but we know that she has a long way to go. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we just praise your holy name because we know that you're there with her. We just ask you to heal her body because she is a fighter. Each day, she continues to go forward in spite of her special needs because she believes in your, she has faith in you and knowing that you will get her through each and every step, that you will never leave her or forsake her. We also want you to go to South Carolina and pray for my sister Florence. Continue to heal her body. She's gone through a lot of pain in the last several days, but we know that you're still able and you have healing power. And we just ask you to touch her and heal her in a mighty way. We ask you also to continue to heal Mandy Walker's hand. She's had some problems where we had minor surgery, but she still needs healing. We just ask you, Lord Jesus, to touch her because she's a faithful servant also. And we just ask you, Lord Jesus, that all of them have more work to do for you. And they are committed to do your will. There are other widows that are going through grief. They're dealing with it, and sometimes they're weak, and sometimes they can't understand why they're going through these different emotions. But we just ask you to encourage them and knowing that with prayer, that you're there, you hear their voices, you hear their, you see their tears, you see what they're going through. And we just ask you, Lord, to let them see you. Let your light so shine on them, knowing that you're there walking every step of the way with them. Also, I'd like to pray for myself. to help me to accomplish all the things that I'm trying to accomplish, especially in doing your will. I need your strength and your guidance to get through all of these things that I need to accomplish. I just ask you to protect all of us. Give us understanding and wisdom. Enlarge our territory. But as you enlarge our territory, please help us to handle the increase that you're putting in our lives. Help us to be more committed to your will. Help us to continue to heal our bodies from all harm or danger. There's so many things that are going on out there. We just ask you to protect us wherever we may go. Help us, dear Father, to speak your word to others that will be encouraging to them when they are weak and they're weary. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just ask you, Lord Jesus, to come and let your angels protect us in every way, because there's so many evilness out there. We need you to supply all of our needs. We know, we have faith that you will do just that. And all these scriptures that I've read, it says prayer, pray without ceasing, praying for others. We just ask you, Lord Jesus, to continue to help us to get through each and every day. Walk with us, talk with us, and teach us in the way that we should go. We just thank you for everything that you've done for us and the things that you will be doing for us. We just ask you to cover us in every way. All these things that we desire in our hearts, just help us to be patient and knowing that you will answer our prayer in your own time. It can be today, tomorrow, or years from now. We know that you are a way maker, and we just have to be patient and knowing that you will take care of all of our needs. And we just thank you for all of these prayer requests, and we just ask you to bless us in a mighty way. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just thank you, we just praise you, we lift you up, and magnify your holy name. Amen, amen, amen. We have 2 more minutes left. Continue to pray for all of the people that I mentioned in the prayer. Continue to lift them up in prayer. And we will make announcements next week dealing with our crews and other things. Just have a great week and just continue to pray. Pray without ceasing. Have a great week and good night.